Hi, I'm Tammy Sorensen, and welcome to Ease in Prayer, Energy and Sound Expressed in Prayer. This is number 2 in the new series that I have begun in a very needed time in His story for us to be seeking Heaven's heart and will to manifest here on earth. Today I'd like to begin with a very specific scripture from the book of Luke. It is a controversial passage, and I would like to pray into it today because as a sound therapist, I work with many hurting people. I minister to many hurting people on a daily basis and on a weekly basis. And they're hurting physically, they're hurting emotionally, they're hurting spiritually, they're hurting mentally. And much of what goes on in our emotions and in our minds is connected to manifesting in our physical bodies. And so I try to be a vessel like David was in praying and submitting myself, yielding myself to the Holy Spirit as conductor in alternative tunings and frequencies and settings, listening to Zephaniah 3:17, where it says, "Our Heavenly Father is mighty to save, and He is rejoicing or singing over each of us." And so in that place, I want to do my intercession today specific to this passage because of the controversialness of it, because it is something that has so fractured our nation and it has majorly impacted the family and relationships within the family. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 51. "Don't think for a moment that I came to grant peace and harmony to everyone. No, my arrival will change everything and create hostility among you. From now on, even family members will be divided over me and will choose sides one against another. Fathers will be divided from sons and sons from mothers. Mothers will be divided from daughters and daughters from mothers. Mothers-in-law will be against brides and brides against mother-in-law, all because of me." How do we even pray about a topic such as this, which is something that I personally know something about, as well as many I minister with and to each week, where their relationships with people they love dearly and deeply have been separated or fractured. And it isn't about politics. It isn't about liberal versus conservative. It isn't about humanism. It isn't about any of these things. It's about the kingdom of light versus the kingdom of darkness. And it's about the topic of love. The topic of love has got such a twisted truth in it in our culture. And I just want to pray the Father's heart and will into this topic on behalf of so many hurting parents because they have been separated from their children and their grandchildren over the kingdom of light versus the kingdom of darkness, making a choice. And it is a choice to live for one or the other. There isn't a middle kingdom. Living for this world with one foot in the world and one foot in believing in God, believing in love, those kinds of things isn't what this is about. That is a twisted truth. And Jesus himself, Yeshua himself, said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So I want to intercede into the unraveling of the twisted truth, because there's no way to pray apart from how Jesus instructed us. And he said this would happen. He's asked me several times, "Tammy, why are you so surprised? I said this would happen." So I want to intercede according to what Jesus said would happen and intercede into the twisted truth specific to what divides our culture, what divides our families, what divides our relationships, because it isn't about skin color. It isn't about our religion. It's about the truth of the kingdom of light versus the kingdom of darkness and the victory that was won in the kingdom of light that we are called to steward, that we are called to manage here on earth through our intercession. Jesus himself already won the victory for restoration of relationships, the victory that is needed for the light to overcome the darkness, so that we truly can rise and shine in the midst of these dark times. So I want this intercession today to be on behalf of every family who's hurting because of separated relationships, because of the loss and the grief and the trauma, the devastation that has been wreaked in marriages and between parents and children and grandchildren because of this truth that we have to choose. It's because of Him, and we have to choose which way we're going to go. And if we choose Him, I believe that there's a twisted truth about what love looks like as Christians as well. Because back when I was first saved in the Jesus People movement, there was a song we used to sing all the time. They will know we are Christians by our love. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in His love. And they would know we are Christians by His love, not our love. And religion has done a very damaging thing to love. And there is a false gospel of love on the earth right now. And we need to understand and receive to know how the Father sees each person, no matter where they're in their journey. He didn't come to condemn. He came to save. He came to demonstrate the love of the Father for all mankind. He came to set the captives free. And so the church needs to really get a hold of the ecclesia, the body of Christ, really needs to get a hold of what His love looks like in relating to people that have not had a revelation of His love, have not been set free by what His love alone can do. And so I'm going to intercede into that today. Ease, energy, and sound expressed in prayer on behalf of the division and unraveling the twisted truth so that the one true living truth can prevail on earth as it is in heaven, in our relationships and in our families, in the body of Christ, in the lost, those who desperately need to be set free from whatever is keeping them in captivity. I offer my hands, my spirit, my mind, the tunings, the setting, all of it, how it's going to spontaneously come out at Holy Spirit's conducting, and be abundantly blessed.